The Running Won't Save You podcast season 3 is proudly sponsored by our friends, the Pick and Mix Ninjas at X Miles. How exactly is it possible to get 150 grams of carbs into your body without having a trail accident, I hear you ask? Well, I can't help you there, but what I can help you with is calculating what has 150 grams of carbs in it using the X Miles nutrition calculator, which is free on their website. You just go on there and add all the things that you feel like eating into the basket, and it'll tell you exactly how many carbs, how many proteins, how many sugars, how many calories, how many this, how many that in the nutrition calculator. It is honestly super, super handy and stops you having to read those tiny, tiny little bits of writing on the back of things. So, this season, our wonderful friends at X Miles, I keep referring to them as our wonderful friends, I don't even know if they like me, are giving us a 12-month subscription to X Plus, which is their membership platform, where customers can receive better pricing on single serves, free priority shipping, express order fulfillment, and 5% store credit whenever they go shopping, plus access to exclusive sales. They're giving us a 12-month subscription plus a nutrition bundle, which is a mystery bundle, like a tin of mystery meat in Lidl. This is a mystery bundle of nutrition. If you want to enter the competition, you can go to our Instagram page, which is Running Won't Save You Pod on Instagram. Click and enter the competition. This competition is running till the end of June. Or if you just want to go on there and order some Vela Forte, Tailwinds, Squirrel's Nut Butter, Active Root, High Five, Low Five, Medium Five, whatever five it is that you want to order, whatever food it is you want to order, whatever nutrition it is you're looking for, then head to the website, put it all into the nutrition calculator, put it all in your basket, and enter the code RWSY1010 at the checkout for 10% off. Thanks, guys. We love you. You're amazing. Honestly, I've probably used X Miles more than any other website in the last sort of 10 weeks prepping for the spine. It's great. It's quick. It's easy. And it is cheap. On with the podcast. Welcome to the Running Won't Save You podcast, season 3, episode 7. There's two very tired women about to come down your ear holes, but not in a dirty way. I'm Ali Bailey, and this is my co-host. She's laughing because she thinks it's funny. Her name's Holly Stables.
Hello. Coming down someone's ear hole, that would be actually technically quite difficult for a woman.
It's niche.
And we've started off the podcast as we mean to go on, Phil.
It wouldn't be that high if you had a funnel, but
I can't be bothered with all that. It's just too much effort. When you're at that point, hang on, let me get the funnel.
My friend, is it Spike? Might have been Spike. 3D printed me a funnel. Not for that, but for Rum Britannia to put my powders into my
Your powders.
Flasks. Yeah, it was a really good idea. Because you know when you're trying to put your powders into your flasks?
Did that work all right for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Came down my funnel well good. Didn't spill any of it. You look like you've been in the sunshine.
In a car fire?
Yeah, you've been in a car fire.
Sorry to anyone listening who's been in an actual car fire, because it must be horrific. But
yeah, sorry about that. We were going to get cancelled for that.
Yeah, sorry. Explicit. We got explicit on this podcast.
I say something. I used to say something about swearing at the start, but I don't anymore. And also, for the people that are telling me that it's £2.20 to join Green Runners, not £2 now. I know, but I've recorded
20p.
The ad.
Wow, you could buy a plastic
bag. Yeah. I know. You could buy a plastic bag for it. But you wouldn't, because you just joined the Green Runners. I know it's £2.20. I'm sorry. I just do not have the capability.
You have 20p because you haven't bought a plastic bag. So because you're a Green Runner, so you have got £2.20. So it works out. It's right.
Exactly. But please stop messaging me. I know. But the thing is, it's all in a template, all this shit. And I'm the only person that does it. I'm not re-recording an advert, not for 3 episodes. So 20. Next time, for season 4, if there is season 4, you ungrateful arseholes, then maybe I will re-record it. I don't know. By that point, it probably would have gone up to £2.50. Okay. And that's what you're getting today. So if you don't like it, switch it off and go listen to Tea and Trails or something else.
Sorry, yeah, we are. I'm on my first coffee, and that's probably the issue. I should have been on my
What 50. Has happened to you? Why do you look like you fell asleep in front of a 4-bar fire?
Well, I mean, all I can say is it's Dan Lawson's fault.
Everything is.
And then, yeah, everything is, no, nothing is Dan Lawson's fault. That's the thing. Nothing. Dan Lawson is a fine, fine gentleman, a god, in fact. And yeah, so I went to Cornwall this week. I mean, obviously everyone was suffering with the weather. I mean, we've heard of how brutal it's been, especially for the threshold people.
Oh, I've had some stories from my athletes.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was brutal. Not, I mean, probably more brutal than Dan's race. Well, not race, accomplishment. But
Well, in threshold events, you tend to have to wear clothes. So,
yes. Well, do you? Is there a rule for that?
yeah, you got mandatory kit.
True. But do you have to actually have them on you? You don't go in a
Don't
backpack.
know. To be
But anyway,
fair,
you
before we
don't
go on, just so we don't
wear
get
it.
complaints,
Yeah.
to anyone that did do an event at the weekend, congratulations, it was
Yeah,
very
it
hot.
was
Well done on managing
hot.
yourself.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it was hot. I'm only taking the Mickey just because, obviously, anyone that's been following anyone's probably ultra feeds would have seen probably something about Dan Lawson, who did some of those. Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about properly, but basically, it's just yesterday he got the FKT, the fastest known time for the Southwest Coast Path, which is 631 miles long, and he did it on probably the hottest week of the year ever. But I would say that probably Dan would prefer the heat.
Oh yeah.
But
Oh yeah, that he likes heat and light. He is
yeah.
heat light.
Yeah, as soon as it started to get a bit dark, which it didn't really, he was like, right, we stop now. And so he, yeah, it was really, really hot. And I happened to be out on, and I will say this is probably one of the hottest days. I didn't plan that. But even Dan said as well, he said, I think it's probably one of the hottest days. But the problem is when you run with Dan, is you feel like, because he runs with his top off, he's the colour of a conker.
He looks like he's been sponsored by Ron Seal, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does look like he
Yeah.
has creosoted. And he wears a very tiny belt and doesn't really carry anything. So there I am rocking up with my backpack full of, a water. But then I felt a bit embarrassing because I was carrying food for a day and
Why would you
water.
need food?
I know, exactly. And
Like
it's
you're just
just.
gonna snuffle off the trail.
So I ended up spending pretty much the whole day with him, which was amazing. But yeah, I got really quite burnt despite putting suntan lotion on and
Was he putting
using
suntan
gloves.
lotion on?
Not that I saw, no.
So you worry about his skin, you know. I would just worry about him getting some type of terrible cancer or something.
He
It's
is
very
so.
dark, isn't it? But I'm like, it's fucking boiling out there, mate. I've got
Yeah.
factor 50 on all the time.
He did have this sensor thing on his back. I don't know if you saw it because someone asked him about it.
Yeah.
It's a weird infrared. It's something like helps supposed to deflect some of the rays or something, but I'm not sure if that worked because he just got blacker and blacker. But
He's,
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
he was really, I think there were a couple of times where he did say to Charlotte, his amazing wife who crewed the whole week, who's, again, I don't know how she did it, like all that, you know what it's like, all those lanes getting to the middle of nowhere in a van is really hard. And it was, getting busier this time of year. But yeah, he did say at one point, like, I feel like I'm like burning, properly burning. Am I? And she was like, oh no, I think you're fine. Because he didn't seem to, he wasn't burning from what I could see, but he just got really like dark chestnut, more and more dark chestnut. But yeah, so that's why I look like I've been in a car fire. My lips are quite swollen. I did the usual thing of using my lip block 50, but it just wasn't enough, I don't think. But because again, on that parts of the coast path, the bit that we did, there was no, we weren't running under trees or anything. So it was quite exposed. We did that like bit to Tintagel and stuff.
Oh, I love that bit. It's
Yeah.
beautiful.
The bit from Port Isaac, though, is a complete
I
arsehole.
bet it was the summer. Was it like a nightmare? Because
Oh,
everybody's there looking at fucking Doc Martin's house.
yeah, well, all the towns that we ran through, the little villages we ran through, were just really rammed, and people looking, would like asking questions and stuff like that. And of course, Dan didn't say anything about what he was doing. He just asked everyone else how they were. But yeah, it was cool. It was just such a great thing to be part of. But that's why I look like this.
So, what day was it? What day into it? How many days into it was it when you'd got there?
I joined him on day seven.
Right. What was he dropping on day 7? Because I don't think
Oh.
people quite understand how fast he was running.
No, I mean, this is the thing. So we got there on Friday night. We found somewhere where we could park, like a farmer's field, which was literally on the coast path, which was near Harlem Bay. So not far from Padstow, probably about 5 miles from Padstow, a bit longer, so that I could jog down to the start. And I had to like watch the other thing because my reception was really bad. So I was having to watch the dot and make sure that I was down on the coast path at the same time early in the morning because he was setting off at 5 a.m. And so I joined him about 7 a.m. And it was not too bad then. But we watched him come around the corner on the point. We've got a video of him coming around. And I was like, oh shit, he's actually moving quite fast. And which is fine, but you're just thinking, I hope he's not going to be like this all day. And I know
It's day
what
seven.
I know. And I kept thinking how I was feeling on day three of TSP, and I like shuffled like a snail that was, could barely lift off its feet. And he was on day seven, and yeah, so he came around the corner, and he's just, that we set off, and he did say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I am walking the hills." Thank fuck for that. And that's basically what he did. We just hiked the hills, and everything else was pretty decent clip. There was no shuffling. Do you know what I mean? No shuffling. Actual running, not flat out. Although there'd be a bit. We picked up one, so we'd be running along, and someone might be. There was only one guy that day, actually. No, there was two. There's a lady as well who would just be hanging around on a corner with a pack on. We were like, oh, and they were like, hi, we've come to join you for a bit. And I'd look at it sounds awful, but I was looking and thinking, oh, okay, that's fine. And
You
like,
judgmental asshole.
well, one of the guys, bless him, this is red hot, okay? He was waiting in black tight leggings. And we were like, oh, like even Dan was like, oh, mate, do you normally wear leggings? And he was like, yeah, I do. It's for compression reasons. And we were like, oh, and then, yeah, he didn't last. He lasted for a few miles, but it was far too hot to be wearing leggings, to be honest.
What the fuck was he thinking?
I know. But, so we did drop a couple of people and that, and, but, yeah, because he's still moving really, really fast. And also, when he sees Charlotte or when we see Pete, because Pete did the Port Isaac section for us, he literally gets a drink, says hi, and then we just keep walking out, which is the right thing to do. He doesn't hang around. There's no sitting around. There's no, literally, it's a minute at most, and it's just going on. And then we would
It's
stop.
really interesting because lots of the social media we saw, Charlotte was doing all the social media on Dan's channel. So I'm sure he'll put it into a highlight reel. You should go and watch it. It's really good. It was excellent viewing. He would walk in and be like, oh, how's it going, Charlotte? And she'd be like, yes, everything's fine. And they'd have a little chat. It was very funny. But it seemed like he's just mooching along the coach path. It seems like he's just walking along, having a
Yeah,
drink. Like,
no, there's none of
but
that.
that isn't the case at all, is it? He's like really, I think people need to understand how fast he's running when he's running, and he's not slowing down. He drops a couple of his paces in the last 2 miles because he was fucking
Oh, he's
absolutely nailing.
hammering it.
Like, it's not it's beyond people's comprehension. Like, that coast path takes most people 50 plus days to walk. Like, it's a lifetime's journey. We all know about the book, Is It Real, Is It Not Real book. But what's a female FKT? Sarah Perry's got it. I think
I
it's
yeah,
13 days.
I was going to look at that actually because I mean, I'd love to do not the FKT. I'd love to just run the Southwest Coast.
Me too, man. I
Maybe we
was
should
the
do it.
when Sarah went out to do it, Southwest Coast. That year, I was like, I'm gonna go and do it. I'm gonna go and do it now. Before, and I knew Sarah a little bit, and it was 18 days at that point. I was like, I reckon I can beat that. And as I was starting to plan it, Sarah went out and did it, and she did it very quietly, a bit like she did it very, very quietly, like Dan, by herself, so completely unsupported.
Wow.
And
So she must
I
have been
was like,
carrying quite a lot of stuff.
well, the first time she tried, she was out on day four. The second time, and she had Luke supporting her. The second time, she went out by herself without telling anyone, and she had fuck loads of stuff. Not fuck loads, enough to run. But I think it was 13 days. I'm going to check.
That's still
But
really quick.
she was organising her own Airbnbs. She wasn't moving on the show. She organised her own Airbnbs, her own little places to sleep. She was having to ring them up when she was running. She was like, I'm going to be like there at 3 a.m. and not at 6 p.m. Like, it was really, really stressful.
And also with that, I will say, like with Dan, because we had on the group WhatsApp, which did have women in it, by the way.
So, self-supported, Sarah Perry's 13 days, 11 hours, 31 minutes and 20 seconds. I was looking at the supported ones, which are 16 hours, 15 minutes for a woman, Justine Flett.
16 days.
So 16 days, 15 hours. And then Sarah's self-supported, 30 days, 11 hours. The previous record was Dave Phillips, supported male, which was 10 days, 8 hours. So Sarah's taking 13. Dan's taking nine.
It is still it's rapid because the like I said we had I love the I love this is what I love about Dan as well because I am a bit like the same because we obviously talked about the speed projects and stuff about organizing that and they'd literally got bits of paper which they posted on the WhatsApp group with rough places that Charlotte would park and then when they'd finish at the end of the night no timings just rough ideas so that we could have an idea if people were to come out and help and but I was looking at that and I said to Dan when I met him on the Saturday I was like I can't work out. I was like, because actually you were supposed to have been at Rock last night and you weren't, you were at wherever. And he said, yeah, because that plan was like for like 8 days or something insane. He said that was just punchy ones. So I was like, okay, thank God. Because I kept, none of us could try and work out if he was ahead or not at one point, because Dan couldn't. Dan was just like, I don't know. He didn't even
Well,
know
he
that.
doesn't use a watch, does he? He had a watch on, but he doesn't use one in general
No.
life. So he doesn't know what he's doing with the text, but no
Yeah.
clue.
Well, it kept on running out as well. So he was worried because everyone, and also his tracker. So Chris was having to say, you really need to charge that tracker because it's going to die tonight. And so, yeah, it's just so
Was he
unplanned.
having to charge it himself? Like, there wasn't anyone from Open Tracking to help him?
No, open tracker. He'd have to charge the tracker themselves. And then his watch, he'd have to sometimes run with a battery pack with it, like a little one in his pack, in his little
I wish I'd done
pouch.
it in my watch. I'd love that to have that on my watch.
What, to have.
My watch has got such good battery on it.
Yeah, no, yeah, my, yeah. Well, his, I think he had Coral. I don't know what it was anyway, but no, it wasn't. It was Garmin. That was it. Garmin, you see, I said, should have had Coral. But yeah, so he was charging that. But then, yeah, so he was just basically running every day, trying to do 100K a day, which he was. And then, yeah, I mean, it was just 100K, 100K, 100K. I think there was one day, there was a couple of days where he physically, like it was day six, was a real, real struggle. That was really hot as well. And then I think it did help when he had people with him that were pushing him a little bit. We got a lot done. We got to Tintagel at quite a good time, but then after Tintagel as well, we had to do that. He was, where was he going? Butte.
Yeah, we did Tintagel on Brit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really busy as well
Yeah,
around
fucking tourists everywhere.
that. Awful.
There was a
But yeah.
couple of awful diversions as well. We had to go in there for quite a long time, weren't there?
Yeah, we didn't before that, but yeah, so going and also waiting for ferries, because you know, obviously that's just like luck of the draw, whether a ferry's there or not, whether you hit the high tides or not, whether you have to drive around. I think he didn't have to drive around any of them. He got the ferries across. But yeah, so I think that he's just amazing. And
You put up a really good post about Dan. Like,
oh, I thought about that long and hard. I had to get it right because I kept on thinking like I have to say something about this, because. And I don't want, we talked a lot about what I talked about in the post, as in what we talk about, influencers, running, people, what it's all about now, certain people who are breaking these records and things like that and getting a lot of money and prestige because of it. And I know that that's not why Dan does it at all, not remotely, but it is something that obviously he notices and is feels quietly that it's a bit bullshitty. But I just wanted to say, you know, I just want people to know who he is. And I mean, that the irony of it is I put that post up and it's got so many comments and it's got lots of views and it's had lots of shares, but it's still not like getting a million, like someone
No,
like
it's
an
not gone
influencer
viral. It's
put
not
something
because it's
shit
not
up
Spencer Matthews hobbling down the M2 with a fucking bad hamstring.
with a strap line, which is just bullshit. It's like
Yeah, the most
it
brutal day
doesn't
of my entire life.
exactly.
Like, I thought about this a lot. Like, if people don't know who Dan Lawson is, well, it's 19, 52, he's 52. He's a
Yeah,
big
and a granddad.
granddad. He is an activist. He co-founded the Green Runners, Rerun, and he owns a sauna in Brighton, and I think he's still, well, Brighton, Sleaford. I think he still lives in a van with his missus,
He
right?
does. He's moving soon, but only because he has to, but because of his family. But yeah.
But he is one of the most incredible runners this country has ever produced. He holds hundreds of records and FKTs. He likes to run on flat for a long time. So he likes to do like 2,000 hour races, things
And
like that.
road, preferably. That's the irony
And
of
road, which is
making
why the
things.
speed project would suit him a-okay,
I'm
right?
working on that. I'm working on that.
Yeah, he would love that, except he probably wouldn't fly there because of the whole fucking green run. He'd probably
Yeah.
run there, he'd probably run to the start,
That's the thing.
right?
He'd annihilate it, but yeah, there are issues and it's costly. Yeah.
Yeah, so but that man has done things that are beyond the capabilities of most human beings. Having said that, he did take part in the Winter 200, the Winter Downs 200, and he pulled out because it was dark and cold.
Course, yeah, I forgot that. Why did he do that?
Because
As
he
in the
thought, he
race?
was like, oh, I wonder if I can. He doesn't like it when it gets dark, and he doesn't like it when it
Yeah.
gets cold. He likes it when it's hot and there's no dark, right? But he also, after he pulled out, he came to see me on the hill with the dog, and I thought that was just the kindest thing in the whole world. He's a very, very kind man. He's got patience, kindness, he's nice to everybody. He would never slag anybody off. He's just wonderful. And the stuff that he does for the Green Runners, the stuff that he does for the various like charities and social enterprises that he works for to raise awareness is amazing. He's just fucking really interesting, amazing dude. And he is the epitome of if nobody was watching, would you still do this? Yes, he fucking would still do it. And he, what one of the things I was thinking about last night was how fucked up it is that we have all these, what are they? Like role models presented to us, like the hardest
Oh,
geezer,
yeah,
all
they're not
these
there. Yeah.
dickheads who are doing the sport relief stuff, raising millions of pounds. Then you have Dan Lawson, who is the epitome of what is of like this is what human beings are capable of in the most raw sense. He doesn't have new kit. He's wearing odd socks. All his stuff is recycled. It's picked up out of recycling bins. It's all from Jog On or Pre-Loved. None of it's new. He doesn't have a fucking watch. He has to borrow one. It doesn't know how it works. He's using a stopwatch on his fucking phone. Like, that is the purest sense of the sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yet, people don't know who he is.
I
And he
know.
doesn't want people to really know who he is. Not in an arsehole way of, oh, no, I don't. Oh, no one look at me. No one photograph me. But he just doesn't give a shit. Like, he's just doing it because he wants to. And he sent me, I sent him a voice note yesterday and sent me one back, which basically he was like, all he was saying in it is, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just so beautiful to be out there.
Yeah.
Which was like, it's just like the purest possible example of someone in the sport, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I yeah, and that's what I love. That's why I felt strongly that I had to put something out there. Probably, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not what he is seeking, but I know that everyone and look at and all the messages that people have said and sent him and everything that people were saying about him is because they can see that's what he is. And that, you know, the fact that every time we would stop and he would always stop and talk to like a through hiker, clearly a through hiker who was doing the path, and he'd say like, where are you going, where have you come, the next bit's like, look out for this bit, and you're doing yeah really well. And then he wouldn't say anything, and then they might say like, where have you come from, and I'd say he's come from Poole, and they're like, what? And then he'd start walking on, and I'd be like, yeah, and he's going to Minehead, and he's going for the FKT, and he's amazing. And they would be like, oh, wow. And actually, a couple of the people that we met on the path have actually messaged, had found him, because I said, they were like, oh, what's your Instagram to him? And he was like, he did tell them. And then they found him because of it. And they're just like, wow, we can't believe it's you. And we saw you know? And it's just because, and they felt touched that he'd stopped to talk to them, to ask them how they were, not, you know, the other way around. And I
No.
think that he's just so humble. And I feel like I wanted to say something, and I can't remember exactly what I was going to say. But yeah, and his family. I mean, I think his family are fantastic, and all his friends. And it just shows how everyone was out to meet him. I don't know if anyone who watched as well that Charlotte's who to look after his Instagram. It was the times where she'd start talking to him, and he'd just start. He just goes like starts crying, and then he stops. It's just so sweet. So we were talking about Charlotte when we were running into Paso to get the ferry. About how amazing she'd been about popping up and like looking after him and everything. And then there she was standing at the ferry with her backpack. She'd have a backpack on the front full of like all these weird drinks and kombuchas and stuff.
Oh, he loves the kombucha.
He loves the kombuchas, and then like an egg sandwich, which he said he liked on day one. And then he's had egg sandwiches ever since. He's like, oh, I don't need any more egg sandwiches.
Oh, can you imagine the heat or the egg sandwich would be like?
And then he got there, and then he saw her, and then he just started crying, and she's like, oh, you already, because I've just been talking about you. It's just so lovely.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
I know, and they're so great together. You know, it's just,
They are the cutest couple, aren't they? It's just
yeah.
and Willow is the best dog in the world. Like, I
Willow
feel
is
like
like
Willow did most of the coast
the
path in the boiling
unsung
heat.
hero. I mean, luckily she's like a Whippet Collie cross, so she's actually a perfect combo for that. But she was just like, and at the end of the day, she was still going mental around the beach. She's just like, wow, crazy. But I, the what the thing that was really, so I did that one day, and all I kept thinking was, as I was getting closer and closer to where Pete was going to pick me up, and I was like, look, mate, do you want me to carry on? I can carry on. Just like,
No,
oh
you
my God.
can't. But in your head, you're like, no, I can't.
And then I finished. I got back to the van. I was like, I am cooked, and just felt, you know, just had to lie in the shade for a long time. And I kept thinking, and he's still going for another, I don't know, 15, 20 miles. And then the next day, we drove on and found another fantastic park up a bit further on from where he'd stopped. So I heard him run past my van at 5:15, and I didn't get up. How bad is that?
You asshole.
I know, arsehole. I just let him. And then I followed. I got up and then ran after him, but he'd gone too far by that point. But I ran quite a bit of the bit he was running towards Heartland, because that's another bit. That was. I did something like 1,000 meters in 15 kilometers.
It's three times, it's four times the height of Everest, I think, the whole
Oh,
path.
relentless, brutal. And then yesterday we went back. We drove out to find him at sort of just before Linton, which again is another
Oh, fuck Linton, fuck Lynmouth. Like, what is going on there?
at the Big Dippers.
What are
But
you doing? Why do
beautiful
you, yeah,
stretch.
but like, it's just like, why is, when you're there, it's like, why is this happening to me? Why can't I not just run on the
Well,
road?
I think that's what he was like at that point. So he had some other guys running with him who were fantastic, and I thought, all I kept thinking was like, I just want to. I know what he. I don't. I know what I felt like after 3 days. This is. He's been doing this for 9 days now. If I can get out there and just pop up somewhere and just say hi and give him some Dr. Pepper or something, that might make him feel a bit better. And that was a thing. So when we were running, we were talking about everything, and he said about his. He said, I'm not a coach, but he said, I wanted to repay. And I thought, this is such a great thing. He's like, I wanted to pass on, like, what are those things where you buy a coffee and you pass on a coffee? What's that
Pass.
called?
It's called passing on a coffee.
Pass on. Whatever.
It's called paying it forward.
Pay it forward. He said, I want to pay it forward. So he said, because like Robbie's been helping him for years, he's
Yeah.
like, I want to pay it forward. So he's been helping this other, I'll give her a shout out, Zoe Norman.
Oh yeah, we love Zoe Norman.
Yeah, and he said, I've been helping her, and I just love the fact that he does that because he felt that he wanted to, because he wanted to give something forward. Lots of people wouldn't do that; they'd want money for it or something or
No.
accolade.
No.
And so I was like, I want to do that again. I'm going to come out and find Dan, even if it's a detour for me. It doesn't matter. Well, let's just get out and find him. And it was just nice to find him. I was scared I'd miss him though; that would be awful.
That's the thing with these. Sometimes people ask me if I can help them to do things, you know, come and pace or come and crew. That I love a bit of crewing. I'm not averse to that at all. But when it comes to pace, I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not fast enough. And people are like, oh no, you will be in the last leg. I'm like, no, I won't. And on that, there was the worm in my head of just go down there. But the thing is, I would have been fucking useless. I couldn't have kept up with them. It's as simple as that. I just could not have kept up with them in that heat. I think it's just such an extraordinary, amazing,
Dropped
like,
so many paces.
I bet I did. It's horrible though, because you're just like, you go down
It's
there, you
half
think you're going to
a
jog in along with somebody, like day eight. You're not. You're not.
And he's talking while he's doing it.
What was he eating? Because he tends to eat for not very much. He's just a fucking outlier, isn't he?
The fact is, well, he wasn't carrying any liquid between points. That's the thing that, and so that was it. Sorry, that's what I remember. So he was actually getting very hot on that day, because we were probably seeing Charlotte or Pete, because it was that section was quite hard for them to get to sometimes. So we were probably like, the longest section was maybe 6 miles, 10K, but that was quite a long time. And I had a spare bottle, and at every stream I kept, and he'd not been doing this at stream, I was making him stop because he doesn't want to stop, and I was just quickly filling up my bottle and just pouring it over his head to cool him down because it was that
He had
hot.
no buff or anything, did he? He had no hat, he had no
No,
buff.
no
He was
sunglasses.
no, he was wearing like a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, a pair of shorts, and a belt, a tiny belt.
Yeah, which has the tracker in, and I don't really know what else. It maybe have had. He doesn't take gels,
No.
so he would take. I had things like the, I had the milk bottles. I had no idea he liked
He
those milk bottles.
fucking loves milk bottles. I've seen him
How
do that
weird! There
before.
were so many weird things. I didn't know that. There was lots of similarities that, like it's the deer thing. We both have a deer thing. That's another story. But the bottles, I had them, and I was like, oh, do you like these? And he's like, oh yeah. So I had some of those. We'd have like sweets, but that was it. And it was just drinks. Really drinks, or maybe the odd sandwich and a vegetarian pasty or something.
I went out in the peak, brutal, brutal, brutal in that brutal weather on
Yeah.
Saturday. Friday, last Friday, when he started, I think he had, I can't remember. Anyway, it was boiling. And I went out and did 14 miles and I got through 2 liters of water in a bladder and I ran out of water 5 miles before the end. It was a 15-mile route. It was quite slow. It was what I was doing for years for supposed to be doing, so it was 3,000 foot. But it was boiling.
Were you really thirsty at the end as
I
well?
was
Quite
so
thirsty.
thirsty, so thirsty. Damien was out there with his athletes doing an athlete day, and I went. They were doing the whole of the Edel skyline. So after I finished, I went back with three cans of Coke, three bottles of Sprite, and a load of water to meet them because I was like, they're going to fucking need this because there's nothing up. Well, there's nothing up on the peak at all. How he's running along? Because I was like, I got to 2 mi a mile and a half before the end, and I knew I was going into Hope Valley, and I knew that I could go to the co-op. But I was like, oh, this is it for me. This is
Yeah, no,
where it
I'm quite.
happens.
I was
I'm
going to get.
dying of dehydration here. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yeah, that's how I. So Sunday, I went out for a run, starting off with Pete. The plan was to do 10 miles. A bit right. I mean, it was stupid. I didn't take any water.
You
But
took
I
no water.
know it's stupid. On
Right.
the, I don't know what I was thinking, but I'd ran past. There's a little cove called Duckpool, and it had a toilet block there. And I was like, "Well, I'll get water on the way back." I got out there, and I was like, "Okay, I'm getting really thirsty on the way out to my turnaround." So I was like, "I'm going to turn around earlier." So I turned around at 4.5 miles, came back, and I was the same. I was getting quite panicky, going, "Fuck!" My mouth was getting. I was like, everything was sticking, and
Yeah, you know
I'm.
you're doing this with your mouth. You're like licking your lips, like, and then you can like taste the salt on the outside of your
Yeah.
mouth.
And I was
Yeah.
starting to panic. I was like, oh, it's okay. The toilet block's there soon. I got down the toilet block, National Trust. No water because there's a water shortage. So the tap didn't work. And then I just panicked because I was like, oh, shit, shit. So I managed to get reception and asked Pete to run out with some water for me. But of course, I would have been fine. But I just thought that was really stupid. And also, how the hell is he doing this?
He's a fucking outlier. That's how he's doing it. But I just want just to say to people, don't do that at home. He is so experienced. Please don't be
Yeah.
running around with no water and no hat and no. Don't
Oh,
be that.
yeah.
Don't do a Dan Lawson. Please don't do that. The only person that's allowed to do that is Dan Lawson. The only person that's acceptable to do that is Dan Lawson. No one else is allowed to do that.
I just think,
Thanks.
yeah, it's just phenomenal. And he broke the record and he did it in, what was it, 9 days? I can't remember. I wrote it down. 9 days. No, but I think he broke Dave Phillips, who's,
18 hours he broke it by.
18 hours. That's it. Yeah. Amazing.
Yep,
I
he did
don't think
it
anyone
in.
finished world, I mean, and on a very hot week. I mean, I can't remember when Dave did it. I think we were trying to talk about it. I think I've got a feeling it must have been sort of early
I
autumn.
feel like it's September.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Nine
Which
days, 13 hours, 40 minutes, and 23 seconds.
and the previous record was 10 days and 8 hours, wasn't it?
It sure as shit was. It was 10 days, 8 hours, 24 minutes, 44 seconds. It doesn't say when he did it. Yeah, interesting. Dave, and it's an, yeah, Dave's a very sort of private guy. He's not on any of the socials. So,
Oh, well, the reason why I knew about it, bizarrely, is friends of ours who have a YouTube channel who are sort of van lifers.
yeah.
They're Keely, who this is a shout out to Fully and Keely. Keely is her sister is Dave's wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I had no
How
idea. And we, I
interesting.
know, we were watching their YouTube whenever it happened, and they were like, "Oh, today we're like querying my brother-in-law. He's doing," and guess who was running with him and slept in their van. Not only Phil, Phil, Dave, but Mark. So
Brilliant.
they were in the YouTube. The most unassuming guys that would probably never want to be in a YouTube film
Yeah.
were accidentally in their film. And Philly and Keely, who were crewing them, who are not runners, who were just like, they were like driving around all these places. Not the whole thing, they did some of it. They were like, "What the fuck are these two doing? This is
Yeah.
insane." So
Yeah, exactly. But
funny. So that's how I found out about
those two together are a fucking
it. Proper little twin.
yeah, they're like a couple of superheroes.
Yeah.
Okay, that basically covers off success. That was a whopping success for
I think
everybody.
that's all we need to talk about.
But I think we should all be a little. I feel a little bit embarrassed about like. I mean, about like my social media use and shit. Watching Dan, I'm just a bit embarrassed about the whole thing. Like, it's
I'm the
just
same.
like.
I feel embarrassed for actually like promoting myself. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah. Like it's, but I think that what we can take from Dan is that you don't need all this stuff. You don't need all this new kit. You don't need to be sponsored by Huel. You don't need any of that. He's not sponsored by anyone. He just it does what he does, and you and it's that is it at its purest form. And maybe like if everybody could stop fucking worrying about what other people thought or what how fat their legs are or what shorts they've got or what fucking massage gun they have and just. Do it for the pure joy of it. Be more like Dan. Just do it for the joy of it. Just go out and run. That's all you've got to do, isn't it? I forgot my watch the other day and my heart rate monitor and my dog harness and my headphones. Banging. Really good. Really good stuff. And it was joyful. And I did
Found
press go on my Strava and I.
the
You are?
So you were found in the next village with pie, just walking around aimlessly, not knowing where you were, what time it
I
was.
don't know who I am. I did start Strava and put it in my pocket, obviously. But I didn't look at it. And I wasn't worried, and it was
Was
so
joyous,
nice.
isn't it? Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
it was brilliant. I was just like having a lovely time. There was nothing to tell, not tell me off, but there was nothing for me to do, look at and go, fucking
Yeah.
hell, you're a slow fuck. Like, it
Yeah.
was brilliant. So let's all be more Dan. Let's call the episode Be More Dan. Be
I
more
didn't wear
awesome.
my heart rate monitor at all this weekend. In fact, I've got to do a session after this, and I don't know where the fuck it is. So I'm gonna have to go back down to the van and try and have a route around because I do need it for that.
Route around your van.
Route around in my van.
Route around in your van. How was ham and lime?
Oh yeah, that was good actually. I really enjoy. I do love a Dave. Irwin race because he's the most hilarious race director you've ever had. He is basically the complete opposite of James Elson.
He's like a
So,
nutter.
yeah, I mean, he's a reformed drug addict, alcoholic, whatever he was. I mean, he's been clean for years and years and years, but he set up this Albion, what is it, races,
Running.
and yeah, running, that's it. And his races are really good. He seems to have got the sort of, in the Southwest especially, the sort of monopoly on some of the best routes, which I think is pretty cool. He got in there early. And I love the East Mendip Way, West Mendip Way. You know it well as well because it's on the doorstep. And I
I
love.
do, but I have had mixed reviews of his races.
Oh God, no, he's that's what I mean. They're hilarious. They've got better, but it's taken about 10 years
Like
because
chest high nettles for like 2 miles.
every one of his races. So Ham on Lyme, you will either get hogweed rash, which is fucking horrible. You come up in blisters and it scars and everything. You look like you've had the plague. And or you get, well, we were all just shredded, so you're bleeding when you finish.
Perfect.
And you're stung, you look like, yeah, it's horrible. Or you're chased by, but you're always chased in the same field by these same cows. Like, why can't Dave just say to the farmer, is it possible you could perhaps just fence them to the side for this race, or perhaps not have them in the field just for one day? But no,
Maybe
they
Dave puts me
chase
there on
people,
purpose, make it a bit more
probably.
brutal.
He always makes sure he puts the signage probably wrong. It does get better because we all say to him, Dave, the amount of times I was doing that race, I was like, oh, Dave, you arsehole. Dave, you arsehole. He moves the checkpoints a bit further away just to make you wait a bit longer. But no, this one, Ham and Lyme is lovely because Lyme Regis is lovely. But you're finishing on a very busy Saturday where everyone's walking around drinking beer and eating chips and getting in your way. But, and
It's
of course,
funny
we.
how annoying that gets,
Yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, get out of the way, I'm trying to finish. And if funnily enough, that was the Dan was supposed to run, was going to be running through there later that evening, but and that's why we hung about because I thought I'd be able to see him there, but he actually stopped earlier than that, so it didn't work out. But he would have literally ran past the finish. But yeah, so Ham and Lyme was great, 50K. I've done the 100K twice, which is out and back, which can be a bit grim. Because you go through the nettles and get lost twice. Whereas the 50K, it's from Ham to Lyme. And yeah, it was great. I wanted to just run it as hard as I could, which is pretty much what I did.
Did you eat a ham and a lime?
Lime pie. No, I didn't.
Well done. You made a friend as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Friend.
James. What
Friend.
a great
Running
guy.
friend.
He got stung by a bee quite early on. He got a bee trapped in his t-shirt, between his t-shirt
That's why you
and
shouldn't wear a t-shirt. That's why Dan Lawson doesn't wear clothes.
but that's why he finished not wearing a t-shirt, because everyone was like, why is that guy like shirtless? And it's because he got a bee stung, and it was actually all stuck in his, and he actually started like having a shock. Luckily someone had antihistamines with them
Wow.
to help him, because he was like lying in a field apparently. And then he just had a second wind caught up with him. He's pretty rapid actually.
Maybe the bee sting helped. Maybe he's like
I know.
a Marvel character.
Yeah,
I
so he
don't
gets
know.
superpowers, but he
Exactly.
got chafed to fuck because he took taking his top off and got his backpack on. And but yeah, it was good. We ran together for the last, I don't know, 5, 10K. He was a good guy.
And other things to note, this is a fucking promotional, this is a promotional message from the Stables Rush
All right.
School of, I don't know, Hard Knocks. Your film's out now on the
Yeah,
YouTube.
again, oh, I just feel like that's the other thing. It's like, there's me promoting this film, and Dan is doing 631 miles. And I'm like, yeah, I ran 300 miles in the desert. Here's a film about it. And so it does make you sort of think, oh,
I'm
anyway.
such a cock. That's
Yeah.
what it makes you think, isn't it?
Yeah,
Going on
yeah,
about it, what a
yeah.
cock.
But I think that,
But.
I do think it, but listen, I think that. Like Dan stuff, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, is I think hopefully people realize that I'm not doing it because I'm like, look at me, I'm an influencer, because I'm not. I want people to look at it and say, actually, and I also didn't want the film to be like, oh yeah, look at me, it's actually not that hard, and I'm just going to put some makeup on and get ready to go out and do the next section.
You look like shit in some of that, but not as
I
bad as
look.
Gary looks. Gary looks like a hick. He looks like someone you've picked up on the way from the deep, dark Tennessee.
He looks like something out of
You
Walking Dead. No,
every time you it goes on to Gary, I'm waiting for the banjo to go dang 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 dang. It's like, who the fuck is that? Oh, it's Gary House. He looks
dusty
wild.
mud all over him.
Yeah, with like one eye bigger than the other, like grinning. Like it's like, who's that? You should have
was
knocked a couple of his
fucked
teeth out and
that
left
day.
him there.
He was fucked that day. I've got some brilliant pictures of him resting underneath a like an overhead part, like a road thing, and he's leaning on the wall just like this, and there's like blood pouring out his nose, and it's just all over him. It's just brilliant.
It's worth watching just for the look in Gary's eyes.
Wild.
Absolute monster. He looks like he's rabid. He looks like he's been bitten by something.
I
I saw
mean,
28 Years Later the other day and I didn't see anything like Gary in
yes.
that.
Great
He should have
film.
been in it as an extra. Dan
I know.
Lawson's in
I think that
it.
I think he slightly didn't realize how hot it would be in Death Valley.
Oh,
Fucking
the clue's in the name, Gary. Simple as that.
but yeah, so yeah, the
It's
film.
not called LOL Valley, is it? It's not called Death Valley.
Happy Valley. That's a
It's
whole other
not.
program.
It's, but even that wasn't very happy, was it? But James Norton was there, so for some people it was happy. Anyway, we digress. Your
Yeah.
film's out. It's a bit
What did
like.
you think of it?
I loved it. Pickle loved it. Pickle was really engaged in it.
It's because it's walking. Most a lot of dogs love horror movies. Our old dog used to love watching horror movies, and it's a bit like
She was watching it. She was in the best seat of the house. It was. So, it was. It was. I felt like it was a film about your relationship with Pete.
Yeah, and we didn't know. That's the crazy thing. So obviously, we had no. I said to Peter, who's my friend who filmed it.
Not your husband.
No, the other Peter.
Peter, he's my friend who lives in my house with me.
Pete is my husband, and he does
Yeah.
these. Sometimes. But Peter, I said to him, like, I really want you though. I want you to put, don't just put everything horrible bits in, like make me look awful, which that he succeeded with that.
Be
Because I
honest with
don't.
you guys, he succeeded from the start in that.
He did.
Yeah. I didn't see, you know, you had all the glitter on your face and you look really fit and you're just like running through like downtown LA. I didn't see any of those bits. All I saw was blood dripping out of your face and fucking dirt under your fingernails and you eating a baguette in quite an unladylike fashion.
I've got loads of snippets of the eating when I've got an eating reel. It's disgusting. Yeah, so that's what he did, and he achieves in making me look like my dead grandmother. And that was it. So yeah, so he sent it to us a while back. He said, like, this is like the first edit. What do you think? And I was genuinely terrified about watching it because I thought, oh God, what is it going to be like? As in, like, how awful am I going to be? What I can't remember what I did or said. What he's included, and then we watched it, and it occurred. I said, I was like, oh my God, it's actually it's a bit of a love story, and there's a lot of Pete in it. And he was like, that became a, he said, I realized that when I started editing it. He had 11 hours, said out of that I could see what it was about, and I had no idea what my mum had said because he'd interviewed my mum separately, he'd interviewed Pete
Is that
separately.
your mum's living room?
Yeah, that's my mum. Well,
That
not
is nice.
it's she's got so this is it's like a what's it called? An orangery, which they put on the side of the house. When we all lived there as kids, it was a shithole. And then when we left, they made it all really nice.
Yeah, of
And we're not
course they
allowed
did, because
to take
you
anything out.
guys would put your sticky little fingers all over it.
Yeah, that room didn't exist because we used to have doors, French doors out onto the garden, which was basically a football pitch. And my brothers used to smash the window constantly with a football. So they just ended up putting cardboard across the bottom of that. It was nothing like that. Now it's lovely.
Yeah, now it's very Farrow and Ball.
Yeah,
Nice.
very fair.
Approved.
Yeah. So yeah, so my mum was in it and yeah, lots of pee and stuff like that. But
It's
yeah.
so good. It's such a nice. Oh, it's just so got such a. So it's such a lovely like love story.
With me just
I was sat there with my other half side eyeing.
looking. Yeah, but Charlotte and I felt like, but Charlotte, more so Charlotte and Dan. I
Yeah.
can't compete with doing
They're
that
the
for
same person. They're
a week.
intertwined, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They
And
are.
Charlotte's just so calm, like, hi, Dan.
Yeah. Whatever. Doesn't
Pete would
really
have been like,
matter.
I've been waiting here for 3 hours.
You're 3 hours behind your schedule.
I haven't had enough protein today.
That's every day, though, isn't it? For
Yeah,
everybody.
every hour.
Every day, for every hour.
But yeah, no, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if the film is, because Sports News haven't promoted it yet. They're doing it today, so we'll see.
One of the things about the film that annoyed me, sorry, is it
Let's go
didn't
on.
put how far in you were or what time of day it was. So we
Yeah.
couldn't work out how long you've been going for. And I was like, I really want to know how long she's been going for. And I could kind of work it out from like
Yeah.
foot because I'm a runner. But that
About
was
real
one of the things
fast.
I was
Oh.
like, damn it, I wish it said, because I
Okay, yeah,
just
that's
think
good
people
feedback.
can't see how fucking hard it is and they forget you're running 300 miles because you make, sorry, but you do make it look pretty
Oh
fucking easy. Like, I
no,
know
well,
how hard it
no.
is. But I think that you make it look definitely doable for most people, which,
Do you
spoiler
think
alert,
no?
it's not.
No, but do you not surely like looking at me because I do look awful in it?
Yeah, but I can't, because I can't see how far you've gone. I can't relate
Yeah.
that. So you see, because you're
Yeah.
running a lot. You're running a lot in it. There's not a lot of you,
No,
like, there's
I
no
think
death
I'm walking
marching.
a
No,
lot. No, there is.
you're seeing it from a completely different perspective.
Yeah,
There's a
that's
lot of
weird.
running. And Damien was saying, fucking hell, she looks really good. She looks like really, like when you see people who haven't like started to slump and started to like crawl across the desert, or like you'd see it on the spine. People just fucking
That's
losing.
so in. That's so interesting you say that because there's two things there. So first of all, I noticed obviously the way Dan was moving all the time, and we discussed this on the way back, me and Pete, when we were driving, how I knew looking at myself in the film that I was like shuffling. Dan didn't shuffle at all. Dan was getting much longer sleeps, but then he had to. That's over a long period of days. I was getting shorter sleeps, but I just shuffled a lot. I felt like I walked a lot in the film. But the reason for that, and probably the reason why we didn't have so much that, because the thing is, when Peter arrived in LA, he had the worst fever and illness. So actually, he couldn't come out and run. He was on a bike through LA and it was one of those fold up bikes. And Peter's like almost 6'5"
Oh,
and one of those
right.
fold up bikes and it ruined him. So he had not only had a fever and was really sick, but he was on a bike that was far too small for him with a camera. So he missed quite a bit of the first at least day and a half because he was so ill. So he couldn't come out that much. So a lot of it was done by drone or. Like where they would meet us. So he got more of me towards the end because he felt a little bit better. So therefore I think that's why I felt like I was walking more because that's when I was walking more. Apart from when I got to the end coming into Las Vegas, which was hell.
Doesn't it fucking annoy you how at the end you can start your running? You're like, oh, I could have done this whole time.
No, I actually know because that was the thing that Dan said in his stories last night, which I noticed, and that was exactly the feeling I had. This is interesting, actually, for people doing ultras or long things. How many times is it when? So when I got close to Las Vegas, I just suddenly started to feel like really shit and a bit down because it was like, actually, I've been trying to be being in the moment the whole time before, and now it's almost over, and I actually just want it done, and I feel really shit about that, but I just want it done, and I hate it, and I just want to get it done. Yeah, I just wanted the film to be to show that, it's not easy to do stuff like that. And I personally think it didn't look super easy, but maybe it, no, I don't think it looks super easy. I didn't wash
I
once.
don't think it looks super easy. You made it look easy. It's 20 minutes, the film. How long did it take? 82 hours.
87 hours.
Right. So you're seeing 20 minutes of
Yeah.
87 hours. Remember
Yeah.
that, viewer.
Yeah.
But the bits you're seeing, there is a lot of jogging. Even if it's like slow jogging,
Yeah.
there's running, there's jogging.
Yeah.
There's never a point where you are slumped over your poles, crying into the dirt. There's no time for that. It's only 20 minutes long, right? So we don't
Yeah.
actually see the dirt of it. What would be cool would be a BTS of the worst bits. The
Yeah.
worst bits, like the horror bits where you're shouting at people and telling people to fuck off and crying and all that sort of
I did
stuff.
that once. I did that once because I'm a good
Did
person.
you? Oh, I do
Yeah.
that loads of times.
No, I know. I've seen your videos. I've seen how you
Yeah.
operate. I've had your voice notes
Yeah.
giving me a CUNT and all that. Yeah, I know what you're
I'm
like.
horrible.
I know. No, you're much better. I've told you, we've talked about this before, but watching that film of you, the Ali film, like you're a different person now.
Yeah, that film's not about me though. It's about the South West Coast Path. The Ark. That's a love
No,
letter to the
exactly.
South
So
West Coast Path.
that film, my film about to the people project, isn't it? It's more about the story of like I think about crew and people looking after you and just how I feel about stuff and what my mum said. I mean, my mum. It was interesting to hear what my mum said because my mum will never give me. My mum will not big me up
She
at
does in
all.
that. I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
I know. I've never heard her say that. It's probably because I wasn't in the room. But she won't big me up at all. You know, it's like that one. She was afterwards. She was like seriously like. Oh my God, are you okay? Like much. But then, of course, within 24 hours, it's like, have you seen my garden? The amount of work I've been doing, that sort of stuff. Don't give me
You're
your time.
never going to believe what Mary down the road's done.
I
That's what my
know.
mum does.
Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
she's. Oh, I'm tired.
I got the other day, I don't see anyone. And Jackie down the road, she goes away with her daughter all the time. I was like, oh, here we go. I know where we're going here.
Why don't
So I was.
me and you, and both our mums go on a road trip and get Channel 5 to film it as a documentary, which then turns into a horror story, and we have to dispose of two bodies somewhere in the Highlands.
Already said she's being going put on the compost bin. She's gonna have her feet sticking out of the bin. Rod her down until she rots. But she said all that, and then I rang her the day, and she was like, "Oh hi, oh hang on a minute, I've just got Julie here. Hang on." Then it's like, then she's like, yeah, I'll speak to you later, dude. I'm just on the phone. Yeah. And then as we were talking, I'm in the middle of conversation. She's like, oh, Angela's just turned up. I'm gonna have to go. I'll call you later. Right. Okay. So you don't see anyone. Right. Bye. Hand. And then she doesn't call me later because she's too busy.
Absolute classic. I got exactly the same thing off my mum. I'm like, Mum, haven't spoken to you for like 3 or 4
Never
weeks.
call.
She's like, I know you're busy. I'm like, I'm not that busy. Like, you could just drop me a text and I'll just call you when I'm not on a co coaching call. And she's like, can you just, Jim? Oh no, we've got people over now. Oh no, Jenny's here. I've got to go. I'll talk to you later. Nothing.
Is that exactly the
Wait a
same?
minute. Do you remember the last time someone came around? Do you remember the last time someone came to my house for dinner? They never have. It's Julius once a month, if that. And he comes around for 10 minutes and then he leaves.
It's so funny. I never see anyone. Julie's always away with her daughter.
You want to go on holiday, Mum? No, I can't. I'm too busy. Okay.
Can't leave the garden, Holly. Okay, fine, right. That's it. Yeah. They were going to be going away, weren't they? They were going to do something. That was it. But I can't leave the garden. It's been completely fried. We went away for a week to Cornwall. It's ruined. Right, fine. We can't win, can we?
We can't. Questions from the listeners. These are quite random, but I'd ask us anything. I did an ask us anything. This one says,
Please don't let it be an HRT one.
not going to do an HRT one today. I don't, I'm
Just
just.
even though we love it, and I rub myself in cream every night in the morning.
Me too. I've been eating my HRT gel. Yum, yum, yum. You are supposed to eat it, aren't you?
No, you're supposed to put a stick
Oh.
bum. No, you
Okay.
on your arm or leg.
Funnel it into your ear holes. Can you realistically go from 5K to 50K in 9 months?
Yes.
I've run a half marathon in the
Question.
past. Yes. Next question. Okay.
You want to win it or not?
Yeah,
Ask
but 9 months.
Damien because he's good at those, because he is all about what's it called? Outcome processes, all of that stuff, which I absolutely hate. What's it called?
Man faff. It's called man faff.
Yeah,
Man
exactly.
coaching.
Just cover it in glitter and call
I
it
think 9 months is absolutely fine as long as you're going to be consistent, do your strength, do your speed, and do your long ones.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it depends what your time goals are, etc. Then obviously that would may have to alter things. But yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Here's an interesting question. Are ultra races becoming mainstream and what does it mean for the sport? This is, in my opinion, very much a I saw that band first. They've sold out because they're doing Brixton Academy. Question. Are ultra races becoming mainstream and what does it mean for the sport?
I'm not sure what you see about what they mean about mainstream, but I would say that ultra races. So when I started running, when I was running, sort of like club running, doing road races, track races, cross country, you know, the traditional type running, thought that ultra runners. Well, we'd heard about ultra running, and it was for people who sort of ran with their tops off and had beards and maybe smelt a bit and were very thin, and you know, or just slightly odd. And that probably hasn't changed that much,
No.
but. But it was a sort of it was a niche thing, and it wasn't something I don't know. No one really took it. Maybe saw them as a serious thing. And I definitely think now that did they say ultra running or trail running? Because that's a different.
Ultra running.
Okay, so ultra running is. I just don't know if it's mainstream. I just think that running has become horribly popular for in every way for everyone. Lots of people run now and. Ultra running is a part of that. I think it's much more popular. There's more people doing it. There's more races. There's more money. There's more what's the word? Coverage because we have social media and stuff now compared to when I started running. It wasn't, you know, people, I'm sure it was happening loads. It's just because of social media we hear about it more. So I'm not sure about being mainstream, but yeah, it's really popular. What was the rest of the question?
That's it. And what does it mean for the sport? I
What does it mean for the sport of ultra
hopefully,
running
it
or
means more
running?
money.
Yeah, ultra running or running?
Ultra running.
Yeah, I mean, it does mean that if people, it's supply and demand, isn't it? If people want to do it, more people want to do it, then they'll be putting, maybe put more races on, or they'll be charging more because more people want to do those races. So, yeah, that's going to be an implication. I mean, actually, I think you and Damien touched on it a bit about the Lakeland 100, about, you know, the last bastions of some of the big races. What's going to happen to those? Look at what's happened to the Arc UTS, where you have to potentially go into a lottery, or you have to have stones, or you have to wait to, you know, get on waiting
Guess how
list.
much you're gonna pay?
Yeah, exactly. You know, You may pay £100, you may pay 300. It depends on what time of day you enter.
Exactly.
So there's all of that stuff. It's gone are the days, I think. Well, you can turn up to a fell race and pay a couple of quid and enter. But, I say to all the athletes that I coach, you need to start thinking about if you're going to be doing, especially if you're going to be doing like a marathon or something, well, even an ultra, you need to start planning your races almost like a year ahead to enter them and get in, because you can't. Back in the day, I'd be like, oh shit, let's find a race for next weekend or next month.
Yeah, and it's
Can't
quite
do
hard
that
to do that now.
now. Can't do it.
No.
Number one, they're sold out. Or number two, that you have to save for them because they cost you more than your month's mortgage, rent, whatever. And you can't just. Yeah, you can't just get in last minute or pay on the day.
Tell you what though, you could go and do a long distance walking association ultra most weekends. Like you can find these things, and I think getting in with the smaller, more independent race companies
Support
is a
those.
really fucking good idea. So sometimes it's quite hard to get into a Centurion event, depending on which event it is, because those tend to go quite quick, but they don't sell out on the day. They don't sell out like Spine does. And the other thing with the Spine is, we know from insider info, you get on those waiting lists, you'll probably get a place because there's a lot of like
Was it
fastest finger
you and,
first on the Spine.
yeah, I think it was in the last podcast you and Damon were talking about that. That was
Yeah.
interesting about. I hadn't thought about that, so it's worth staying on those waiting lists if you
100%. And if you're on the waiting list for the winter spine at the start, there's every likelihood you're going to get in because people just go, fucking, what have I done? And they just fall off of it. And the same with Dragon's Back because and things like that, because you pay in waves. Same with Northern Traverse, you pay in waves. So you pay a bit and then you're like, oh, actually, do you know what? I don't really want to do that. I'm not going to pay the next bit. And then your place will be open for someone else. So there's always that. But there are so many great race companies, Pegasus, Rasselbach, Dave of Albion Running,
Yeah,
like,
Double Gecko down in Cornwall, all that stuff.
Darren Evans does about his own backyard ultras. And I think going and doing those is such a great little practice. You don't have to go and do the thresholds. You don't have to go and do the big things. Like, you definitely don't have to do the UTMBs. Like, you'll get treated like a fucking number there anyway. So, and I think it is becoming more mainstream, but I don't really see what the problem with that is. There is exploitation, and but it's a bit like, you can't, let's not be snobby about it. It's a little bit like clothes. There's different types of clothes shops for different types of people. Like, if you like vintage clothes, go to vintage shops. If you want cheap shit clothes, go to
Primark.
Primark. Like, it's your choice. You can choose. There's something for everybody. So I
That's,
think.
and I think you're right. I think you need to, and also, people, please support your smaller race directors and smaller races. It's like, I know I listened to the Centurion podcast back. They did this, they were talking about this, it was the South Downs Way one, and they'd said about, I think it was Robbie that said about me that it was good to see me doing like more sort of competitive type races, as opposed to, as, and I was like, I don't actually do races c according com to competitiveness, believe it or not. Actually, I don't. I do those race. I don't do smaller races because I want to be better. I do them because I just like them. It's like I love Hamon Lyme, and I've gone back and done that so many times, his races, just because they're local. I love the routes, and I do love Dave. And I'm not doing it because I'm like, oh, I'm easily going to win, because that doesn't always happen.
No, like, and you can't tell because you don't know who's going to turn
No.
up.
You know who's going to turn up? I don't care about that. I do it because I actually really love those. I love Centurion races, but I'm
That's why I
not doing
did the arc, because I like that we
it.
had a crew like Angels. I like the fact that it was
Yeah.
really small and we were kind of all in it together. And now it's, and that's why I don't do it now, because I'm like, nah, I'm
Yeah.
not part
Yeah,
of that.
exactly. Yeah, just smaller races. I'm just looking at things I've got here, like local races, Chippenham Half Marathon. It's boring.
You
But
remember White Star Running? I love
yeah,
that.
I loved Giant's Head Marathon.
White Star were really great. There's
Yeah,
a
I'm not
race company
doing.
up here called Punk Panther who are really good. There's
Yes.
Limitless over in Wales, Maverick, who are kind of getting bigger, but Maverick do offer loads of great stuff.
Limitless is getting bigger and bigger. Serpentine, Freedom Racing,
Yeah.
Hurtwood, that's a great race. All those sort of things. Just looking at the stuff I've got up here. Walk, crawl, run, whatever it's called.
Walk, run, crawl, crawl, run, walk. My sister's doing that. Oh, big up to Janie, who's on her first, well, she's not her first 100 miler. Second to go at 100 miles. She'll be on it today because today's Saturday and it's the Dragon 100 in
Wow.
Wales. And guess who's crewing her? She's got a super crew. It's me.
Pickle.
It's me.
No. Okay. Are you going to be tough love, or are you going to be
I've got loads of David Goggins YouTubes and I'm going to play them out my van really loud every time she comes into the pit
going
stop.
to drive past going, get the fuck
Yeah.
off?
Get out of the fucking boats, bitches!
Want to win this?
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. Last question. This is interesting.
Is it?
To create the success, I. To create the success, I know that I need a goal. But that means a shitload that I need, right, let me start again. To create the success, I know that I need a goal that means a shitload to me. But since getting a good for age time to qualify to run London Marathon with my dad, he already had a good for age time but had retired from marathon running at 73, but I knew if I qualified he'd run with me. So this person's got a good for age time to run London Marathon with their dad, who is 73. I found it really difficult to get a goal that means as much to me. How do I find a goal that means the world to me that I can chase? What questions do I need to be asking myself? Where do I seek the answers? All right, Yoda.
Hang on, right. So she's doing London Marathon with her dad.
She wants a goal. The last goal she had was to get a good for age time so that she could run
Oh,
London Marathon with her
okay.
dad.
So this has
There's
got
now
nothing
no
to do
goal
with
that means anything to her.
my
So she's
business,
like,
brain.
where do I find my goal?
Oh God. You can only you have to ask yourself that. Like you can't ask me or you.
I don't think you need a goal. I think that's absolute nonsense. To say I to create success, I know I need a goal that means a shitload to me. No, you don't. That's not what creates
Oh,
success.
to
That
create
is not
success,
what creates success.
yeah.
Like what creates success is values and a bit of self-introspection and a bit of why am I doing this? What makes me happy? What makes me content? Like it's nothing to do with goals, I don't think. Like having process goals, as people like to call them, or having little nuggets, notches on your bedpost along the way is lovely. But
But you've always got to have a next one. That's the problem. Is there's always it's like
yeah.
you, there has to be an there's. You're looking for an end, and there isn't. That's what you're right. It
Yeah.
has to be being contentment and happiness. But even finding that, there's yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I understand what she's saying that she feels that she has to have a goal, but it's also you have to think inside, like, why do you think that? Why do you think that?
What's going to happen when you reach that goal?
Yeah, or not?
Or
We
not.
don't
Yeah. So,
know.
like, for you, creating success is creating success hitting all your goals. Is that what you're doing in your
No,
life?
because I don't have any goals.
But you've got stuff you like doing, right? You've got,
Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
it's
going
not
to go do
goals.
this
I'm
race,
not
that
like
race.
I'm. I just want to do things that like just for my like the weekend. That makes me happy. That wasn't a goal. That's success. It's success because I came away from feeling just uplifted and just like so inspired by Dan, what he was doing, and his crew and his family and everything. That's like a that's like a life goal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that
Be a good
honestly,
person.
yeah, a lot of this comes back to values. Like, what are your values? The what are the things that you live in line with and you that make you think, do you know what? I'm living a fucking enriched, as happy as you can be because life isn't all happiness. We all know that. But what are your values? Define them. That's really fucking hard, but you can get help with that. And am I living my life in line with them? So you don't need to have, it like,
Probably not. That's why this person is looking for a goal.
yeah, because the thing is, it's goals move. They constantly move, and they won't change your life. That it won't. It's about like the ongoing journey, and is the ongoing journey fulfilling you? Because, like you say, Holly, it doesn't never fucking ends.
No,
So
exactly.
that's what I would say about that. Like, it's lovely to have something to work towards. It's lovely. It helps a lot of people with motivation. But ultimately, that thing is going to come and go because time moves, and it'll come and it'll go, and then there'll be something else.
I think
It's
if
a really
anything,
dangerous game to play.
it actually makes you feel a bit low because actually I think that I felt like that about TSP and I've done it now. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not quite sure what I meant to get out of that. I did get lots of stuff out of it, but it's like I've done it and I've got moved time to, sorry, that's the dog. Time moves on. And it's like, okay, so what do I do next? You know, or do I have to do anything next? You know, and I think that's the thing. We all like have this big, but yeah, maybe goal or target or challenge or like I want to buy this house or I want to have this or I want to have this relationship and what happens when you do get it or you don't get it you know it's just I think that's what's in within all of us isn't it it's about having things wanting things having goals etc you need a bit more Buddhist of
Yeah, but if you're a sad fucker, you're still going to be a sad fucker with a nice house, a nice car, and a nice boyfriend.
course you are and probably a bit poor
Okay, that was great. I love you. I'll speak to you in a minute when we talk about my training in a minute. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Running Won't Save You podcast. If you have got 2 seconds, or maybe a bit longer, maybe a minute, can you head over to Apple or Spotify and give us 5 stars, please? We don't want to hear all the things you don't like about the pod, just the good stuff. We'd also encourage you, while you're on the internet, to go and check out Reaction Collective. Reaction Collective are a collective of wonderful human beings who are striving to make things a little bit better environmentally for everybody. They fix everything from tents to t-shirts, and they have an amazing collective. So go to have a look at Reaction Collective, Google it, you'll find it. Pre-Love Sports. We also support them. Pre-Love Sports sell secondhand kit, and they collect good quality secondhand kit to sell on as well, which encourages the circular economy of running. Into Ultra are an amazing charity who help people getting into the sport because it is very expensive, as we all know. So they're a great company to be part of, great charity to get involved with. Just Google Into Ultra to see how you can help. And finally, our favourites, the Green Runners. If you're not a member of the Green Runners, then why the hell aren't you? It's easy to pledge. It's only £2.50 a year, and you can wear the same badge as Jasmine Paris, so a bit of virtue signalling. Thanks to all of our friends, and thanks to you, the listener. We will see you next week.